This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour now on the Light and Bright Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, working our way into the week with some interesting thoughts, ideas. I'm actually, because now I'm Mr. Perfect, first time in my career I've ever been called Mr. Perfect, so I'm entering a new phase of magnificence here on the Good Day program, and I'd like you to join me, Jay. I would like everybody listening to join me. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, shout it out to the universe. We are entering a new phase of magnificence, not only in the Good Day program, but generally speaking. Well, look at the bright side. Why not, right?
Well, and once you reach perfection, where do you go? Where do you go after that? You're
becoming more perfect, like the sun and the moon, right? The sun rises and shines on you. The birds chirp when you're around. The water gets warm. That's the water is actually getting warm. Right? The water is actually getting warm. All right, so anyway, let's enjoy the day and what it's all about, and celebrate things like this high schooler in Detroit who was voted the most positive. Listen to this. This kid got $1.7 million in scholarship offers, graduating from Detroit High School, known for her sunny outlook and positive vibes, $1.7 million in college scholarship offers. Her name is Tatiana Alves, graduating from this school. It's actually a K-12 entrance examination school, focuses on justice and engineering. Voted, she was one of the most positive in her class. And so she's apparently the kind of, we all have known somebody like this, and we all wish we could be like this, right? Amazing. Wherever, whenever she speaks, wherever she goes, just always good.
But in the genuine nature of wanting others to thrive and cheering them on, a lot of people have a hard time doing something like that. Yeah. Or even just doing so in a genuine sense. Yeah. Where it's like, this is just part of her personality. She is sunshine in human form.
4.0 GPA, got her driver's license, getting a job at a local drugstore. She has lots of self-confidence. And a lot of people around her, you know, there were some people say, she's sunshiny and bright all the time. No, it doesn't work that way. Now, she started looking for scholarships, by the way, when she was a junior. And she said, there's a micro scholarship site, which you may want to know about, parents, called RaiseMe, Raise.me, excuse me. And as it turns out, Ms. Alves said that she opted out of using all her scholarship money, but still gets to go to school. It doesn't cost, well, she's got a free ride, but she's not using all that money. And that's good, because there are other people who probably can.
Yes.
Right? Got that dough.
And we've seen stories like this where somebody receives a scholarship and they don't necessarily need it. They can afford to go to college and pay in full, not have to do the student loans and the debt and everything. And so they turn down the scholarship so that somebody else can use it. Somebody else who genuinely would need it uses it rather than just getting a free ride because it was granted to them.
Yeah. All right.
No. And like, no, let's let somebody else do it. Good for people.
That's right. All right, let's drink. Time for a glass of whiskey because the global warming folks are out this week. Got hotter in some places out in the Midwest. And so now, according to some weather folks who believe that climate change is going to bring the downfall of the Earth, I'm not making fun of it necessarily, but
well, it will.
I think it's a little
it
overcooked.
Will, yeah, when you think about it, it will. It absolutely will. The cause is where it gets a little jumbled.
Exactly. So anyway, there are people predicting this summer is going to be a hot one. Yep, it's getting warmer. And so as it gets warmer and hotter, The sweltering season will come. Don't you love it? It's going to be colder than usual. Then it's going to be hotter than usual. Anything to rip things apart. So I'm looking at a couple of different overviews. This is not from NASA, by the way, or the National Oceanic and whatever administration, even though the ocean temperature report starts here in New England where I am. The coasts of New England could be hot because the Atlantic already feels like summer. Really? I know some people who went in the water over the weekend down the Cape and they froze. The water was horribly cold.
It was unseasonably cool.
It's been cold for the last month.
Weekend. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
And the winter wasn't an unnecessarily cold winter. It seemed like we had a warmer winter this year, a very mild winter. There were some days that were kind of rough.
Well, we have that El Nino.
Definitely more mild.
The La Nina and El Nino. La Nina is supposedly what's influential in the Pacific now, so that makes it wetter in California, makes it hotter on the East Coast. And so, Doug, I never got a meteorological degree, although I was up for a weatherman job once on a television station when I was in my 20s. I was working in Worcester, Massachusetts on the air. And the local, there was a new local television channel, and the fellow who ran it was listening to me on the air. He said, "Hey, why don't you try out for this job?" I said, "Okay, yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to be a weatherman." And then there was a lady named Gail, and I can't remember her last name, but she was much more attractive than I was. She didn't know anything about much of anything except the guy who ran the station sort of fancied her, and by golly, she became the weather girl. So that was the end of my first challenge as a weather person. I actually have never pursued television the way some people thought I should have. It just got in the way of the farm as much as anything else. But I would have thought being a weather person would be fun.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. That's definitely a path I could see.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. Anyway, so meanwhile, back to the ocean temperatures and all the groans from those of you who are skeptical about global warming as a cause. I understand, and I think I want us to be responsible with how we take care of ourselves and the planet. But do I think the sky is going to fall? No, I don't, frankly. But I'm looking at some of the forecasts, Jay, around the country for land temperatures, water temperatures, atmospheric conditions, that sort of thing that influence the weather patterns. And so what I see here in a sort of a meteorological make good is the word leaning. It isn't a definitive. It's, well, there's a slight chance of temperature leaning into the 90s. Or it looks like there might be a lot of rain down here. Arizona will be hotter than Michigan. Well, I think that's normally pretty much the way it is, right? It's going to be extra hot. In Arizona, hotter in Arizona than it will be. I think you're pretty safe. Actually, though, if you do look at some of the maps that have been published, the area, New Mexico and Arizona, look like they are really going to be hot. But yet it's hot there. It's a desert. So,
Well, and even with the example of Arizona, it even depends on where in Arizona. Because Phoenix, Scottsdale, yep, probably pretty hot. Flagstaff? Yeah. Mm.
New York, Boston, Atlanta, Miami, Houston, L.A., Seattle, supposed to be hotter than normal this summer. And again, back to La Nina. That's the way the El Nino and La Nina effect is. But is this human-induced climate change? I think you're going to have a hard case selling all of that. It's not all of that. It's some of that, but it's not all of that. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, no, and all the people that are saying this, that it's human-induced, and sure, we're probably not helping, but the sun is continuously expanding. The sun, as it gets colder, before it blows up, it is going to just keep expanding, and before we know it, it's going to swallow most of the planet.
Well, I don't know, before we know it.
Before we know it, we won't be around, but you know what I mean? It's just one of those things that it is going to be, the Earth is eventually going to be like Mercury, like Venus.
Yeah, if
too
you
hot to handle.
Look out, the Webb telescope is teaching us a lot about what else is going on in the universe beside our little corner in our little solar system in our little galaxy in our little part of the heavens. We're very small. This is a small planet, small solar system, small galaxy. These things happen. That's what the Webb telescope is showing us, because the pictures that it's sending back are from 12 to 14 trillion years old or some other god.
Light years away, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the Southwest will see above average summer temperatures this year, supposedly. The Midwest, going to have lots of wet and wild weather, rainier summer along the Great Lakes. Get your corn in and get ready to have a good crop, because by the time it all stops in September, we'll be chopping up our corn or feeding it to the cows or making ethanol out of it or doing something that's good. Blackouts, okay. Shall we warn people of blackouts because of the... So this is all human... This is these morons in California, for example. They want to have everybody use electric for cars, so let's keep spending... Let's get more electricity into California, and then when it gets really hot, they haven't got enough energy to cool things down with air conditioning. Why do people accept this kind of leadership? Right? Yeah, we can't. We've got to have electricity for the electric cars, but we don't have electricity for the air conditioning. That sounds like the kind of place I'd like to not be. Right?
Well, especially when you're paying for a service, when you're paying for certain utilities, they should be available, and nobody should have a say in whether or not they need to take a break.
We're accepting of things that we ought not to be accepting of, and we get ourselves worked up about things when you get right down to it. Why do I care whether Erdogan got reelected as Turkey's president? Is that a big deal for you? Not a big deal for me. I'd rather talk about there was a situation just looking around the world here in Guyana where a teenager started a fire in a dormitory in her school because the school confiscated her phone. So she didn't like it. So she set fire to the school, and God knows what kind of damage that is. So imagine that, huh? Think about that. 18 after on Good Day.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. Hello. How are you doing? Let's see what we have going on here in terms of birthdays, shall we? Social media time. Dan Bella having a birthday today. One of the listeners to our program. Let's see. Jeanette DeBay is having her birthday today. Tony May. Tammy Dupree. Let's see who else. Long list of people. Oh, Marzie Stafford. She is a radio person in Beantown. So nice to have her listening, and nice when other radio people listen to the program. Isn't that? I find that.
It is, yeah.
Kind of appreciating of whatever and whoever and however. All right, so let's see what's going on here on the Good Day Show Facebook page, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Life's a beach. What are the best beaches near you when you're looking for a day trip? I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about taking a vacation week. But, yeah, you're doing a day trip. All right, here's Warlando Beach in Warland, Wyoming. Who the heck would have thought there's a beach in Wyoming, right?
Well, and you even think of any states that are landlocked. But, yeah, there are beaches around when you think of the big lakes. Not necessarily big as in Great Lakes, but still big.
Ms. Morgan says, my personal favorite is Grand Isle, Louisiana. The fish are almost always biting. What are they biting? I hope they're not biting you. And there's plenty of them being facetious. Places to eat. That's what I like. Having a good fish meal on a lake or at the beach out on the ocean, right? Having that smell of that fish.
Yeah. Well, right? I like the smell of the fish, but the taste.
Well, I mean the fresh cooking. Mm-hmm. I know. The smell of the fish.
But it's something that's fresh caught or caught that day. Oh, you know it's going to be bomb.
All right, let's see here. Terry's in Rhode Island. My favorite is my Aunt Betty's Beach in Green Hill. See, what this conjures up, and she makes mention of this, the beautiful memories of life. If you have a beach home and you're a youngster now, this makes me think about what happened when I was a youngster. My father's uncle had three places in Pocasset on the Cape, Pocasset Beach. And I remember we used to go down there and we would spend time. I was probably four or five, six maybe, at this little, it was called Woodruff. The little white house, there were three all together, and they all look like Cape Coddy, beach houses. There's something so unique about stuff that's down at the Cape And so my father had an opportunity. My father is very, very conservative, never liked to owe anybody any money. So when the uncle said, you can have this place, I'll sell it to you for $14,000. My father said, oh, no, I can't do that. Well, I found out that that house, that little house, recently sold for $900,000. He could have.
Good
was back
grief.
But, you know,
anybody who wants
it was
to
right on the water.
Does not exist.
Yeah. Well, but it was one of those places right on this little horseshoe bay that was, I don't know, it was fun. We all have places like that, I think, right? Matter of speaking. All right, one of the other questions. What does the phrase being a true patriot mean? You can answer that at Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show or Twitter, Good Day On Air. Daniel Erskine says patriotism is not supporting the government. Patriotism is defending the unalienable rights of your fellow citizens. Thomas Paine said it best, he that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from oppression. Interesting, thinking about it that way. At any rate, let's see, to love one's country, that is what patriotism is all about. Yeah, okay. John says, embracing freedom of every American to live their life how they choose. I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I didn't see anything in there from the person who called me Mr. Perfect, though. Any kind, I don't see that. Well, help yourself. Anyway, it's easy. Let's go to follow us on social media. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
When is the best time to buy wrapping paper? December 26. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen how much frozen turkeys are marked down the day after Thanksgiving? Beef and turkey are both rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals, but beef has twice the fats. So why gobble just one day each year? Those day after Thanksgiving doorbuster specials can be budget busters, but everything is on sale in January. And try Christmas shopping throughout the year when you spot something someone on your gift list would appreciate. And though I love the smell of a real Christmas tree, I bought a handsome $1,000 artificial tree for $400 in January. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. See site.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Rules Committee is advancing the debt ceiling to the floor, which clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says it just needs to get done.
We strongly urge both chambers to pass the bill and send it to the president's desk.
Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy says the bill does not go far enough to cut spending.
Be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
North Korea's attempt to launch the country's first spy satellite ended in failure. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says the vehicle crashed into the West Sea. It happened this morning, local time. South Korea's military first reported the launch as a space projectile, triggering emergency and evacuation alerts in Seoul and Japan. Lance Fry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Come on. Let's go. We talked about the birdies that fly up in the tree. And we talked about the moon and the stars we couldn't see. You keep on pretending you don't know what's wrong with me.
Sing along.
Let's go.
Let's talk about us, Jay.
All right, talking is what we do here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Mr. Perfect, Mr. Magnificent. What else can I use? We've had those thrown at us today, Jay. What do you think? Mr. Perfect or Mr. Magnificent?
You a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a good idea. T-shirt says Mr. Perfect on the front and Mr. Magnificent on the back.
Yeah,
I can wear it when I'm with my grand.
Of the same coin.
Yeah, right. I can see Miles saying, "Gramps, that's not you." I actually should have a T-shirt that says Gramps on it, right?
Yeah. Oh, you should.
Yep. See if we can arrange that. Okay, so what do we have cooking here? If you have a garden, I might put this in the Food Farm and Family Department at foodfarmfamily.com, Jay. If you have a lot of pests in your garden that are already destroying your veggies, we are doing our gardens. I have a garden here at the home farm, and I also have a garden at the new development where we're going to be building houses around a farm. So we have this big 3-acre garden that we're preparing. And so it's because this virgin land hasn't been used for this sort of thing for a long time. You're pretty much free of weeds for the first year anyway. Now, if you have a way to encourage toads, they are the unsung heroes of gardens. If you can get some toads into your garden, they gobble up most any insect, no matter what it is. They'll eat a snail. They'll eat slugs. So if you need help, find some toads. I don't know where, what do? You go down to the pond and you find some toads down there, right? They're a pretty plentiful amphibian. Amphibian, right? The frog, it's a frog. Toads are a subspecies of frog. And, of course, because of our friends at Bayer and Monsanto, with all the pesticides and herbicides, they've killed off lots of the frogs, lots of the things that were doing good. See, this is where I go off. Instead of climate change, I'm more concerned about what these a-holes at Bayer that owns Monsanto were doing to things like the frog because of the pesticides. This is a very important thing that we need to keep the balance of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the name of a vitamin line? I think it is. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
What was Nature's Bin, Nature's Basket.
Yeah.
Well, then also think about, even if you are not using these things that are so harmful, your neighbors could be, and it's still seeping in when it rains. If you are a little bit down from them, it can still seep into your soil.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see what we can do about encouraging the frogs. Can we please? Vogue magazine has declared the summer of Barbie. So when does that movie come out? Barbie, is it this month?
Yeah, I want to say June 24th, 23rd,
20th? Mm-hmm. 21st. Yeah. Is it the 21st? Thank you, James. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. And we have Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at your service. Here's the story of a window cleaner who's become an online sensation after pressure washing the pavement and the sidewalks in his hometown. Andrew Carr, dubbed a hero by folks on social media for his efforts. The videos have gone viral. Lots of followers, not only around his town and the state, all around the world. He owns ABC Cleaning Services. Says he was fed up with the dirt. And so people chew gum and throw it on the ground and cigarettes.
Yes,
and
or they
dog
walk their dogs
poop.
And they don't clean up after that.
Right, exactly. He says, I can't stand this anymore. So he finished a job and he went around town. He's 32 years old. He brought his pressure washer out to the paths and saw how quickly he could clean up. He says it's been so long since we saw some of the paving. I didn't even know what was there, what it looked like.
Yeah,
under
some of the
decades
patterns.
Of dirt. Yeah.
So gross. And yeah, so in his free time, he is just going around his
every weekend
and cleaning the pavement. Good.
Blasting the pads and pavements around town. I was cleaning windows and gutters and looked down and was really disappointed at the state of things. So listen, he took action. In some towns, some jerkleberg would go, hey, you don't have a permit to do that. You shouldn't be doing that. What are you doing? I can hear that in some town, right?
Yeah, exactly. I totally could. Yeah. Or it's too loud. Do you have a permit?
Don't you
between these hours and these hours? But you think about it. We all live in one community, in a certain community, and it's not about just taking care of your own lawn, but taking care of where you live, taking pride in your town. Why wouldn't you want it to be cleaned up? And if somebody's willing to do it and offering to do it, well, help him out. Go ask him if he needs some water, if he needs something to drink, if he wants a sandwich.
I had an experience the other night
one of the fields. I'm chopping feed now for, I have three different pastures where the cows are kind of out to summer pasture. And so I supplement the pasture with the feed that I chop from hay fields, especially when it's young like this. Before I chop corn in August, I chop grass. So I had a load. I was out. It was about 8 o'clock the other night, and I was finishing up, and some woman drove into the field and started yelling at me. She said, "You're supposed to stop making all that noise after 7 o'clock. And I said, "Well, you know, that's true if you're a construction worker, but it doesn't apply to farms." She said, "How do you know?" I said, "Because I was responsible for getting the ordinance passed in Framingham a number of years ago." So she said, "I think I'll call the police." I said, "Please, you want me to give you my cell phone number? You can call them right now."
Uh-huh.
So I never heard from her again after that. It's just one of those things. People don't understand. They come to the bucolic farming area of the community, but they don't like the smell. They don't like the noise. They just like the fact that they live near a lot of open space. Well, you have you have to pay the piper.
Well, I could see if there was a situation where a homeowner was there first and then different setups came in. But when you're moving to a certain area, we have this with, in the Cleveland area, there's this really great amphitheater out in where there used to really not be a lot of houses. And then houses and developments started being built around it. And they all started filing noise complaints. Like, concerts have to end at a certain time because there's there are homes here. There are residences. And it's like, well, the concert area was here first.
Right. It's like the airport. People buy a home near an airport and they start complaining about the noise from the planes. Hello, you knew the airport was there when you bought your house. What do you think is going to happen? Duh. We talk about toads and stuff. I want to focus on woodpeckers for a minute, because woodpeckers are helping a lot of the forests that have suffered because of wildfires. You know, the old business about biodiversity, I think that's one of those buzzwords. There is a word, however, that applies called pyrodiversity. And it really, what it does is it reflects on the characteristics of an area after there's been a fire. The idea is scientists are looking at how things open up. You know, actually burning is good. It doesn't seem good at the time, but there's a lot of recovery that happens. The ground and some of the foliage and stuff that gets burnt that ought not to be there in the first place, then the new stuff grows up underneath it, and it happens to promote healthier forests and healthier. It doesn't, again, doesn't look like it at the beginning, but one of the things that's happening is many black-backed woodpeckers are moving in after fires. I don't know where they come from, but I know that you can look around. A lot of conservation folks are writing about having seen these black, let me see if I can say this again, black, say this fast, Jay. Black-backed woodpeckers. Can you say it fast?
Black-backed woodpeckers.
So, because it is such a unique, kind of incredible habitat, I don't even like that word, but an ecosystem, it's all buzzwords, but kind of it does apply here. When you think everything is dead, the ground is ash, the trees are black, but if you start walking around a few weeks after the fire, you'll see all of the stuff coming through. And so that's really one of the things that I think we ought to know more about. But as usual, we don't get that whole story. You should have your youngsters in junior high school and high school science classes should be learning about this sort of thing. What happens after this? And there's also that whole to-do. I am cynical about the people who get, well, like, it's a religion, the climate change folks, it's like become a religion. And most of them don't know what the hell they're talking about, as is obvious by listening to what some of them say. But there are things around that do need attention. And that's why I told you the story about the toad, tell you the story about the woodpecker. Now there's a story about sea algae. We're going to the beach and seeing stuff, maybe the fresh water. A lot of the ponds and lakes around have a lot of algae. And so what's happening, I have it happening actually on my farm. There are a number of communities around that take that green stuff that's growing, the algae, and they put it in trucks and they bring it to my compost pile. And it cleans out the lakes and makes them breathe again because the seaweed will choke off, or the algae. Seaweed is what you see at the beach on the coasts is saltwater, and algae is freshwater. So it is, if it's properly managed, it's a healthy part of the marine life. And but it's just, you know, it needs to be managed, because with the excess amount of people, mm-hmm. and the excess amount of stuff that gets thrown into the water, so the algae actually grows to protect the things that are there. That's Mother Nature. And so sometimes there's too much of it, because it usually happens when there's food or cosmetics or detergent and stuff that's thrown into the water. The plastic is the worst. And so the algae works to cover. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen a lake where there was plastic on the floor of it and the way the algae kind of just grew around it?
Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And when it's smaller bodies of water, it can get to be a little bit too much algae. But and we see this with the plastics, of course, and with other things, that how much trash is just mm-hmm. thrown everywhere. People throwing them out of their cars. They do go to beaches or anything, they just leave all their stuff around. Well, the wind does come and blow it, or if it's on the beach where there's an ocean, high tide's going to come in and take it all out.
Yeah.
Just throw it away.
That. All right.
Garbage cans everywhere.
Make sure this week you take a chance to look up in the sky. There's a supernova in the night sky visible. Even if you're an amateur astronomer, you can see it pretty much all this week. Something to be thankful for and look at and be excited about. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget to save room for dessert.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour now, good day, health. We are in the presence of greatness now. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to share some thoughts with us as part of the Good Day Health Hour and the Good Day Health information that he passes along every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com, where you get the podcast, one of the recent podcasts that Jack, who is a Nooka chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner, explained why we have become an obese nation. We eat too. It's pretty simple. Do you mind if I take a shot at that? We are.
Well, it's a rough guess, but go for it.
Eating too much fat and not getting enough exercise. How about that?
Doug, I got to take issue with that.
Really?
The fat eating fat doesn't make you fat.
It depends on the fat.
It's carbohydrates.
But
it's
the
carbohydrates
turn into fats, don't they? Carbohydrates turn into fats.
Well, if you're not getting enough carbohydrate, your body can make proteins out of fats.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this podcast, you talk about one of the diets that was based on low fats and how it created more health problems than it fixed. So that's the point that
I think you're
making. Well,
that's true. That's true. No, your body needs fats, but it needs good. It needs good fats, saturated fats.
It needs
animal fats
for
not
your brain.
The bad oils.
Doesn't it need
well,
it for your, one of the other podcasts?
Well, your brain. The dry weight of your brain is more than 50% fat. That your brain uses fat for several energy source, but also for insulation between the nerve fibers in the brain. The insulating, you know, it's just like the plastic covering on electric wires.
Yep.
To insulate the electrical signals that are going on between the nerves. But it's carbohydrates that make us fat, not fats.
So when someone calls you a fathead,
They're accurate.
All right. All these podcasts are available free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This is MS Day. What causes multiple sclerosis? Why do people? I've never really understood. I know I have a friend who's a farmer who has MS, and I know there are gradient levels and gradient diseases, gradient levels of the disease. It's worse in countries like Turkey and India than it is here, but we still have a problem with it. So that's what Multiple Sclerosis Day
is all about, trying to have the world understand. But you don't catch MS, right? It's just you get it.
No, no. The two major causes of MS, in my experience, because I have MS patients, mm-hmm. is either trauma or toxicity. Somewhere they got poisoned. Somewhere they got poisoned with a particular kind of toxicity the body can't get rid of, and it attacks the myelin sheath of the nerves. Wow. And that myelin sheath is the fat that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And when that sheath begins to degrade and actually come apart over nerves that are involved with our ability to stand up and move around, mm-hmm. we have a hard time standing up and moving around.
Yeah.
And so what we do with our MS patients is a strong nutritional protocol.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about nutrition. It's all about
yes.
what you're putting into your body. It's balancing, you know, the product that I'm talking about, Balance 7, which balances
yes.
acid and alkalinity in your body. It's the same kind of thing. So that begs the question as we get into the grilling season. A lot of people grill all year long, but most people like to do it in the summertime. And whether or not grilled foods cause cancer. We have something to this effect on our website, foodfarmfamily.com. I wondered what your take was on whether all cooking or grilling outside that blackens the food, is it all bad for you?
Yeah, that's the theory. That's the theory. The problem is the food itself. If you're going to be grilling brisket and steaks and chops and hot dogs and whatever, where did that stuff come from? Did it come from commercial food lots? That's loaded with pesticides, herbicides, hormones, antibiotics, or did it come from grass-pastured animals? My point is it doesn't make any difference whether you're grilling it or you're baking it or you're frying it. If it's a commercially produced meat, you're asking for trouble.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it that way. No, that's why Jack's here. Jack Stockwell. All right, let's talk about the FDA admitting that cocoa flavonoids are good for your cardiovascular health. What's that?
Yeah,
cocoa flavanol.
Well, it's flavonoids are flavanols are phytonutrients. They're part of plants that actually help the heart, and we've known that for a long time. But when the FDA comes out and says something good about a food, it gets my attention.
Right.
Because the FDA is primarily there to make the world safe for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was involved with a Harvard University study, and it was published in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The paper found that people who consumed as much as 500 milligrams, which is not much, of cocoa flavanols per day significantly reduces one's risk of dying from heart disease, as well as suffering from a major cardiovascular event. Now, that doesn't mean milk chocolate.
That means
the dark stuff.
Because the
more sugar you put in there, the worse it is.
Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.